thanks all of my brother or sister here. They love my people, and then they are working and worshiping together. So I thank God so much. So for this morning, the title of message I choose is The Chosen People and Inheritance. The Chosen People and Inheritance. So I was to tell a little bit about my current people and the good news of the gospel. In 13 July 1830, an American missionary, Adoniram Judson, came to the Burma, and then he lived for 10 years in Burma. And also, he learned Burmese language, and also he learned the Korean language. And then, when he had time, he preached the good news of gospel among the Korean people. After that, he lived for 10 years. So only two people, they believed the gospel and accepted the Jesus Christ. So when after 10 years ago, when an American missionary, Adoniram Judson, came back to the America, so two of people believe the gospel in Burma. The two people is Uno is a Burmese people, and then another one, Pudapu. Pudapu, that is the he is a Korean people. So only two people for 10 years, and they believe the gospel. So when Adoniram Judson came back to the America, so two people, they start preaching among the Korean people. So for 50 years, many Korean people or the Burmese people, they are spread, and then they are believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. So now in Burma, we have the churches or Bible school, and also we have for Korean people, we have the Baptist convention for walking to each other in the church. So for this morning, the titles of message, I choose it, The Chosen People and Inheritance. So, if you read Matthew chapter 11, verses 4 to 6, Job, who was in prison, he heard about the deeds of preaching Jesus. So he sent his disciple to ask Jesus, what did he do? Until they come back, report what you hear and see. So the first day, the blind received sight. And second day, the lame walk. And another, those who have leprosy are clean. And then the deaf hear, and then the deaf are raised. And then the good news is proclaimed to the poor. So I want to learn about for this. So the first day is the blind receive sight. The blind receive sight. If you read Matthew chapter 20 verses 29 to 34, it said, Jesus met two blind men and said, why do you want me to do for you? They said, I was sad. Jesus touched they are immediately they receive their sight. So I was to compare the situation of my current people in Burma. In 1953, the Reverend Francis Mason, and also he is an American missionary. He translates the Korean Bible, English to Korean, and then in 1954, for my Korean people, we got the Bible is to my language. So when we got Korean Bible is to my language, so every my Korean people, they read, they can read the Bible, and then they can learn the Bible, and also they know God. They know God. So that is like a, the blind receive. Because when we have Bible is to my language, so we can read the Bible, so we can know God. So we are like a, the blind people. But when the last time when we don't have the Bible, so we don't know anything. Also, my Korean people, we don't know God. And then we are like the blind people. But when we get the Bible, so we are eyes open and also my heart open, so we know everything when we get the Bible. So if you read Psalm 90 verse 8, it says, the precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, give light to the eyes. So it gives me, I want to say the Bible, if you read the Bible, it gives me the wisdom, knowledge, and also it gives me the good everything for me. So the last time, my correct people, if we don't have the Bible, but now we get the Bible is to my language because of missionary come and read and interpret the correct Bible. So now my correct people we can read and we can learn the Bible. So that is the blind people receive the sight. So now, all the Korean people, we are like the blind receive sight. So now, what's to learn the second thing is, the lamb can walk. The lamb can walk. If you read Matthew chapter 9 verse 35, it says, Jesus proclaimed the good news of the kingdom and healing every who disease. Every disease and also the sickness. I want to say, Jesus healed every good people, also the people have leprosy, also the lame people, they can heal everything. So I want to compare the situation of my current people in Burma. So for in Burma, we have many people. Also, we have many ethnic groups and live in different places. For Korean people, we are living in the mountain, also the hill, and also we are living in the forest. So we don't have the place to make the city, to make the town, anything. Only we have village. We have village. And also, for correct people, we are used the animals like a cow, or elephant, or buffalo for using in the farm. So for my place, so we don't have the we never see the car or electronic, anything. So only we use the pets animal, like an elephant or a cow, something like that. So in 1994, By the grace of God, we moved to the Thailand. We moved to the Thailand, and we lived for 80 to 20 years. And when we moved to the Thailand, so we see the car. We can see the car. And then, by the grace of God, when we are living in the camp for 90 or 20 years, and then we have a resettlement program, we move to another country in America. So now, by the grace of God, when we are come to live here, we have job, and then when we are going walking, we go by car, and then when we are living here, we can drive, and also we have car, we have job. So I thank God so much. But when we are living in my country, so we never see the car or aeroplane tree, and we never see it. But by the grace of God, when we came here, we can see the car, we drive the car. Whenever you go on walking, we go by car. So I want to say, the last time my current people, we are like the land people. We cannot walk, because if you go somewhere or if you go someplace, we struggle going by foot. So we do have car, but now, by the grace of God, when I move to live here, we are like the land people. We can walk like the line people can walk. Because, and I want to say, we have everything. So only if you have the job, so if you lack something, so you can buy or you can do like this. So we are like the line can walk. And then what's to learn? Another thing is, the dead are raised. The dead are raised. Matthew chapter 9, verses 24 to 25. Jesus said, "The girl is not dead, but asleep." He took the girl by his hand, and she got up. And also, I was to tell about my Korean people live his testimony. Many Korean people, they call the Korean is a displaced people. But in the hands of God, we are not a misplaced. And then many people, they see the Korean, they have no hope for the future, but our future is as bright as the promises of God. And also, they see the life of Korean people is a mystery, but our life is a mystery. Because we put ourselves in the hands of God, we trust. So I was to say, The Burmese people said, the last time, the Burmese people said, "I don't want to see the great people in the world." And then later he said, "If you want to go, if you want to see the great people, you can go and see in the museum." I want to say, many people, they want to loot all the correct people in the world. But we are not lost, because we have trust God and we believe God. And then God loves and takes care of my people. So we are not lost in the world. So if you read Genesis chapter 50 verse 20, it says, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is not be done, and saving of many live." I want to say, the brothers of Joseph is to harm and serve him in the Egypt. But God prepared the good wind for Joseph, so he never lose and he never die. But when the time of famous, the Joseph he accomplished and saving his brother, also his family, and also he saved his people. So I was to say for my current people, many of people they was to look my people in the world, but my people they have knowing God and they trust God. So and then God loved me and God be with our people, so we never lose in the world. So I want to say the 10 hour rest. So the last time my people, our life is a dead people, but now by the grace of God, God prepared the good way for my people. So we are not dead, and that now we are spread, and we grow, and we go to the world, and then many great people, we are coming and living in America. So God bless my people. No, we are not dead, and then we are rust, like a Jesus rust up the dead people. And then the last day is the good news is proclaimed to the poor. The good news is proclaimed to the poor. Matthew chapter 9 verses 12 to 30, Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but the sinner." I want to say in 1995, the Korean people, we moved to live in the Thailand. Because of the civil war in the Burma, so many Korean people, we are separate and spread many places in Burma. So when we are coming to run away and live in Thailand, so the Thai government, they are accepted to come and live in, accepted and preparing the place in the Thailand. So many great people, we are coming to live in the Thailand like a refugee. So for in Thailand, we are living for 90 or 20 years. I know God, when we are living in the Thailand for 20 years, so everything God prepared for my people. So we are never hunger or we are never suffering. And then God provided everything for my people. So in the camp and in refugee camp, we have school, we have healthcare, and also we have food, clothes, everything God preparing for my people in refugee camp. So I was to say, God bless my people and prepare for everything for my people. And also, when we are living in the cave, I know God said my brother and sister around the world coming and preaching and telling the good news of gospel. So Many great people either kept the hour, accepted and believed the good news of God's gospel. Soon for 20 years, many great people in the refugee camp, we are believed, we are accepted the good news of gospel. So now in refugee camp, we have churches and we have Bible school. And then we have children ministry for working in the church. So I was to say, if we are became a refugee or displaced people, but God passed me not away, and then He provided everything for my people, and then if we became a refugee or displaced people, God prepare my brother or sister to come and proclaim the good news to the current people. So I want to say, for my current people, now we are growing up for the gospel. So whenever you go, whenever you do, so every day we are going with the God. So the first time my people, if we became a poor people, and then if we are became a refugee, but God said my brother or sister to come and proclaim the good news of gospel. So so that is the God bless, God preparing and bless my people. So now, by the grace of God, so we are spread around the world, and then whenever we are living in some country, so we are gathered together for the gospel of the church. So that is the what to say. That is the God bless my people. So we are never lost, and then we are growing up by the grace of God. So God bless you and bless all of us. Thank you.